He said, "Acholak lechol achon ratin shemeteru lemaytis lemayit." Not everyone is potter, but there are some kind that they chayiv in bechayiv. Now the more asks the question: how could the Yehuda dashins from this pasuk? I bought tona peta peta kenosav lo leporo. I our Tanabal Mishnah talks about a poor shiolda kemin chamor, and it says the reason why the poor is potter has not been bechor on it is because of the pasuk peta peta. Says twice, petachamor, petachamor. So how could you view the Asher from a different pasuk of Tura and Poro? So Moses says, then Echamem reviewed the holds, who the Yomek Rav Yosef Lili? He holds like Rav Yosef Lili. So Tanya, you learned, we have Yosef Lili Yomek. When the pasuk says, Ach b'chor shol, so with the Asher and Ach Yehu shol, b'chor was shol. When the pasuk says, b'chor kesef, with the Asher and Ach Yehu kesef, or b'chor was kesef. The same thing, oi b'chor eiz. Avidashin also, Achiyeh, who is, or Bechoriyeh. Now, Yochai was thought to say, Achiyeh, so mix of Simon, even if the kid has a little bit Simon like the mother, still there's a Ptur and Bechoriyeh, and this time, no matter what it says, Acholot, there's a difference. So it comes out that we have viewed the whole that this time, Rabbi Yeh said, little that he argues in our Mishnah. So now the Mel will explain how come we need these two Psukim, why doesn't one hold from the other Pesach? Now the Gemara says, "The Ma'ik Mitzvugi. What's the Machlekes? How would Tana and the Biyosek Lili? So Tana did down Sover. How would Tana and our Mishnah holds? Go leRachem on the B'kedushas Domim. The pasuk says, but two times Petach Chamor, Petach Chamor. Now by Chamor, by a donkey, its kid has no Kedushas Aguf. You don't bring this to Korban. It only has Kedushas Domim. You have to redeem it on a fair. So it says true in the Parsha of Kedushas Domim that if the kid is different, then the mother is no Parsha B'chor. So our Tana holds." But even if the Torah says about Kedushas Damim, he holds Vuhu Adim Kedushas Aguf. The same swear applies to Kedushas Aguf also. So therefore, when a poet gives birth, even though its Bechor has should have a Kedushas Aguf, you bring it for Korban, still the same swear is that if the kid looks different than the mother, it has a Kedushas Bechor. That's true now with Tanis. He learns out both Dinim, a Poro and a Chamor from the Pasuk Petachamor, Petachamor. However, Rabbi Yosef really. Then Rabbi Yosi Savor that Golur Rachamana B'dushas Aguf. The Torah has to tell to us in the pasuk of Bechor 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 by behind the Torah with the Kedushas Aguf that if the kid looks different than the mother, there's no Kedushas Aguf. It's Potter. And the name of Vuhu Adim Kedushas Damim. The same thing applies by Kedushas Damim also. And the Goma Kedushas Damim Kedushas Aguf. Rabbi Yosi Oz, you learn now Kedushas Damim from Kedushas Aguf. The Ika pasuk is done by Kedushas Aguf by behind the Torah. That if the kid is different than the mother, is a Ptur and Bechayra. And then what do we learn now? Back to Chamor also. Now the Gemara says, if so, the Tana Didan, the Tana of our Mishnah, Hai Bechor Bechor Mayavadlei, the Tana of our Mishnah does not need these words of Bechor Bechor, because he learns it all out from Petachamor, Petachamor, that just like by Chamor there's a Ptur and it's Bechor, if it's different than the mother, the same sort applies by Zushas Aguf, by Yepar also. So say, why is the Pasuk got to say Bechor Bechor three times? Four? So Mar says, Avotan holds me, Boile holds, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. The Yom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Lomo Nemru Imurim Rabbi Chor. Why does the Torah say the Pasha of Imurim by Bechor? Shor. It says, by Nehava Shor to be a Bechor, he has to be Makriv its Imurim on the Mizbech. And Imurim by Bechor Kesel. Let's say again by Kesel, the same thing by Lim. And Imurim Rabbi Chor Eiz. If you have a goat also, it says you have to bring its Imurim on the Mizbech. So why is the Pasha have to say the word Bechor, Bechor three times? In this pasuk talks about the Imurim. So the answer is tricha, yes, we have the pasuk have to say the word Bechor three times. Kodi, kos rachamona be Bechor shor, then we'll just say the word. By Bechor shor, by Yishor, it's Bechor has Imurim. Atoy shekein, it's rabba min achosim. Because this achosim, it's yayin, is a chatzihin, has more yayin than the other ones. So that's why maybe it's Imurim is burnt on the Mizbeach. Mashreigim, the other ones, they would not know. Kesef, the Torah would have just said the word Kesef by a limb, you have to bring its Imurim on the Zech. Shekein Yisra Mevalya, it has a special din of Kesef, that its tail is also burnt on the Mizbeach. V'yeit, the Torah would have just said by goat, Shekein Yisra Be'eitz, Lavoz HaKorban B'yochid. If the Yochid does a chet of an avoid the Zohar, his korban he brings is an eiz. So maybe that's why its Imurim of a Bechor is burnt. But I would not know the other Imurim of a Bechor Shor. So therefore, I have to say all three of them. So Mar says, true. Chad mechor loyata. Here and now, one from the other. But teisi chodo mitati. Learn out one from two. The Torah should just say two. And the third one I learn out. So more so, let's see, Bahailo Lichtav, which one shouldn't have written? Mer Lichtav, Rachamon, Mashal Torah, shouldn't have said it, wrote by Shor, that Issemum is burned for taste, and Mehanach Lona from the other two. I'll tell you no. Malan is Shekain, this rabbi waits up Sachim. A Korn Pesach could be brought from either a Kesav or an Ace. Mashaik and the Shor has no Shaik at the Korn Pesach. So maybe there's no Immurim by the Bechor Beshor. So it has to say the word Shor. Okay. Mer Lichtav, Bechor, Bechesav, the Torah shouldn't have wrote by Bechor Kesav. For taste, and I learn that from the other two. No. Malana shekein is rabbi. It's a bit of chovim b'tzibur. When a tzibur does a chet of an avoid the zora, the korban is either a shor or else an ace, but not a kesef. So I will not learn a kesef from the other two. Okay, the lichtu rachmona b'yes. The person wrote a goat b'yes. Pritayis the manach learn out a goat from the other two. So no, if we would have just said a shor and a kesef, malana shekein yesh ben sad ribui eitzam azbech. Each one has something special more to the Mizbeach. The Shor has more Yainus Nesachim, and the Kesed has more the Aliyah to be burnt, but the Eiz has nothing special, so I would not know the Amur Mabiyat has to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Hilkach Tzrichi. Therefore, the Torah said three times the word Bechor Eiz, Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesed, all three of them have the Amur burnt. That's what our Tanna does with this word, Bechor, 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 not to teach us that the Vlad has to be burnt to the mother, but to teach us the Amur. So Mar says, okay, if so, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, how does he know this Rosh then? He uses this word, Bechor, Bechor, to teach us, Ashe, Hu, Bechor, Uvlad, Bechor, how does he know the Emurim? So Mar says, in Kain, so, Lichta, Kroh, Ach, Bechor, Shor, Kesav, Yez. Like, true, to say the Emurim, it has to say the word, Shor, Kesav, Yez. But Bechor, Bechor, normally, why does it have to say the word, Bechor, three times? It just should have said, Ach, Bechor, Shor, Kesav, Yez. And it has the pasture of the Emurim, which fats have to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So true, it has to say Shor Kesav Yez, but it doesn't have to say the word Bechor three times. And Allah Shemamino wants to say the word Bechor, Bechor, Bechor for him. Comes each of us, Yehu, Shor, or Bechor, Reshor. That it has to be a Shor, and the mother also has to be a Shor. So far we answer Pshat for now with time of our Mishnah, where I use the word Petachamor, Petachamor, teach us, Achihu Bechor, Vlad Bechor, and this word Bechor, Shor, Kesav Yez, he uses for the Emur. Now the question is though, Preb Yosi Aglili, Hai Petachamor, Petachamor, Mayovidle, what does he do with the words in the Mishnah, Petachamor, Petachamor? He learns out this tour from the word Bechor, Bechor, Bechor. That it says, Bagdusha Saguf, by Behemet Torah, he says the same for applies by Behemet Tameya, by Echamor also. He says, so why does the Torah have to say two times, Petachamor, Petachamor? What does he do with it? Somewhere it says, yes, me brother, he needs it, likidatana, likidatanya, but like we learned, that Rabbi Yosef Lili says, me torech shenema, since the Pasuk says, ach podet tiftes bechor odom, v'yes bechor behemat tineyet hi podom, there's a pasha of pidyon ben by nodom, there's a pasha of a set to be poida a petach amor, shemei ani afilu pitrei susum gmalim, medhu adin, the pet of the firstborn of a camel, or of a horse, also has to be poida. Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, petachamor, or mati lechor. That there's only a pasha of pigeon by the firstborn of a chamor of a donkey. But v'loy pitri susum gemalim, but not the firstborn of a horse or a camel, there's no pasha of a chayra at all. Zmer says, why? Maybe, v'adayni aniyayim etzil asei, pitri chamor b'seh. When you have the firstborn of your donkey, if it's a bechor, that you have to redeem badavka with the sin, give the set to the kohen. But maybe pitri susum gemal, you have the firstborn of your horse or your camel, maybe bechor davar. Maybe there's still a pasha of a bechor there. You'll have to redeem it, but any type of animal you want, you can redeem with and give it to the kohen. So maybe still there is such a pasha of bechor by a sus and a camel. Tamar, the pasuk says no. Petachamor, petachamor shnei pomin. That what? That pitri chamor mat lechor. For the pitri susum gemalim. There's no pasha bechor by sus and a gomel. That's how he does. That's what he basically does with the words pitri chamor, petachamor, petachamor, two times. All right, we'll stop here.